Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me now is Durant, Oklahoma, four-star defensive lineman Zadavion Sims. He's the nation's number 121 overall prospect, the number 16 defensive lineman, the number one player in Oklahoma, and he's announcing his decision Saturday. Zadavion, thanks for joining the show, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
I wanted to go over your top five and just discuss what you like about them, what coach stands out about each program, and just kind of give you the floor with an opportunity to discuss your five finalists. We'll just go in alphabetical order here. The Michigan State Spartans, what stands out about that program?
Man, they've been a front runner for me for a while now. Like, when Coach BTU offered me, and it really helped my recruiting pick up, and I haven't had the relationship with Coach Darron as the longest, but I mean, I feel it's really still pretty strong, and we got something going pretty strong here. And I've just been riding with them a long time, so that's what I really like about that school.
The Oklahoma Sooners, what do you like about the in-state program there?
Coach Bates and Coach Venables, I mean, they just – something you just don't really get everywhere, you know. Like Coach V has a plan for the program that, you know, I feel like they're going to be very, very successful in the near future. Coach Bates, he's one of the highest paid D-line coaches in the country. So, I mean, he has so much knowledge of Coach Chavez, and they just develop great people.
Coach Venables has done a great job kind of everywhere he's been, whether he takes over a program that has a history developing elite defensive line prospects or just defenses in general. When he gets there, within a few years, suddenly, they're very, very good. They're a top 10, top 20 defense in America. How much does that staff appeal to you in terms of faith that you know that's a staff that just kind of gets it done and checks some boxes?
Yeah, right. Like, I mean, obviously Coach Venables had a lot of success at Clemson, and I just feel like he's going to bring that success to OU. And, you know, they're gonna have a great season coming forward, too, because once he gets this thing rolling and just the classes he wants and recruiting in there, things are going to start to pick up.
From OU to U of O, the Oregon Ducks, what do you like about Dan Lanning's program?
I really like Coach Lanning. You know, I was down there. We took our first visit the 22nd, and you know, I got to see a lot about the program. He's a great coach. You know, he obviously had a lot of success at Georgia, and, you know, his things are starting to pick up for him. It's really impressive how, you know, he didn't really recruit the class he had last year, but he had over a 10 winning season. So, I mean, he's just a great coach with a great defensive mind.
Who's the coach that you've kind of grown closest to at Oregon? You've obviously mentioned a couple coaches from Michigan State and Oklahoma. Is there a coach, whether it's a position coach, a defensive coordinator, or Lanning himself, who's the coach at Oregon that you're kind of bonded with the most?
Definitely Coach Tuoti and Coach Lapoy. But, I mean, I've talked with Coach Lapoy, I mean, Tuoti since, December, you know. We've had a great relationship. When he first started recruiting me, he came down there during that period. And I think he came, you know, he was there like twice in 2 weeks. So, you know, he came kind of like back to back, and he was there, you know, recruiting me hard. So it obviously means a lot to me.
We're talking to Durant, four-star defensive lineman Zadavion Sims. He's the nation's number 121 overall prospect, the number one player in Oklahoma, big-time defensive lineman, announcing his decision Saturday. He just went over three of his finalists, Michigan State, Oklahoma, and Oregon. Two more finalists to get to. TCU, what do you like about the Horned Frogs?
Definitely would say, you know, my uncle played at TCU, so it's a really big program for me. You know, they've been in the league, you know, in the front runner for me for a while now, you know. They've been my top school for a while. I really love the program. You know, Coach McFarland, he's a great dude. We have a lot of things in common. We connect, you know, we connect a lot. You know, he's been through the recruiting process. He was the the number two player in the country at one point. So he knows exactly how to recruit and, you know, how hard to push. And he's just a great guy and a great coach. I can see myself getting developed by.
Alphabetically, the last of your five finalists, Vanderbilt. What stands out about Vanderbilt?
Vandy, you know, I didn't really see myself really liking Vandy until I got on campus and I got to see the bigger picture, you know. I see, like, you know, at Vandy, I would be the highest-ranked prospect to ever come through Vandy, you know. So it means a lot knowing I can change a program like that and definitely make an impact. And Vanderbilt, they have a great future. Coach Lee is a great mind, you know. He's putting together some pieces. And well, they're going to start for sure pretty soon. Coach Hay, he's one of the best coaches I've talked to ever, you know. And they play freshman pretty really early, and he's one of the coaches that really proved it.
In the NIL era, I think outside fans, you know, college football fans who don't pay close attention, think NIL is the end-all be-all for prospects. And that's not the case. There's still a number of factors that go into recruitment. For you, with this wide arrangement of finalists, you've got high academic schools, you've got some schools close to home, you've got some schools on the West Coast, some schools in the Midwest. It's difficult to kind of pinpoint exactly for you what the deciding factor or what some of the main factors were in your recruitment. So I was going to ask you, and I was curious, what were some of the factors? What were like two or three of the things that stood out to you most? Were there actually, you know, boxes that need to be checked? Or for you, was it just, I'm going to go visit these schools and it'll be a feeling and that's when I'll know?
Right, yeah. Like, definitely like the relationship that I feel with the coaches was really important to me. But at the same time, you know, coaches leave all the time. So, I mean, you know, I definitely wanted to like the place that a lot, too. So, you know, really once I stepped on campus, you know, I really, you know, I really knew where I wanted to go. You know, like, it was pretty easy for me to decide. You know, definitely the school been recruiting me for a while. You know, there wasn't really, like I would say, boxes that needed to be checked, but you know, it was just a right feeling for me and the coach that I liked really the best.
Last question for you. Regardless of where it is, I'm not asking you to get into that at all, but
right.
Will you enroll early at the school of your choice? When you commit, do you plan on enrolling at the school in January? Are you going to wait kind of more till summer to arrive on that campus? When do you actually plan on arriving at the school that you're going to commit to on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm planning to enroll early, definitely get a head start and, you know, jump in the spring ball and maybe, you know, catch a bowl game.
Perfect, man. Thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate you. Zadavian Sims, 4-star defensive lineman, announcing his decision on Saturday. Thanks, man.
Yes, sir. For sure. Thanks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.